Thank you, Maharaj. Indra's thunderbolts were very hard and hot and painful, but Maharaj's thunderbolt words are very soft and sweet. But they deeply penetrate our hearts and attract Krishna to come to protect us. Thank you for your beautiful expression of love for Srila Prabhupada. And it is our sincere prayer that we can share that love and gratitude for Srila Prabhupada. Imagine the power of Prabhupada's compassion. He came to America, to Russia, to Europe, to South America, to Australia, to Africa, to all these countries. And he taught us that we should worship a mountain as God. Now in India, people worship anything as God. But in the Western world, try to understand the Islamic faith, the Jewish faith, the Christian faith. You know, there is just a God, and if slightly different than their conception of God, you're going to hell forever. Yes? And they absolutely condemn idol worship. And Prabhupada comes to America and tells us that there's a mountain in India that is God. The supreme absolute truth. The source of all incarnations. Jesus is the son of that mountain. Muhammad is a prophet, servant of that mountain. Yes? And millions of people believe him and accept and come from all parts of the world to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternally bestowing causeless mercy, as Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Hill. Sri Giriraj Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. His compassion, his love, and Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Because of his love for every living entity and his complete faith in the order of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada is empowered by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to penetrate people's hearts with the highest principles of spiritual truth. So yes, we are just taking some particles of the remnants of the remnants of the remnants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada. That is our fortune, and that is our hope. Thank you, Maharaj, for giving us this insight. Govinda Kund, one of the most important holy places. It was here that after Krishna completely crushed into powder all the pride of King Indra, Indra didn't know what to do. 7 days, Samvantarka clouds. These are the clouds of the devastation of the universe. Torrents of rain. It wasn't raindrops falling. The Bhagavatam describes that the water was pouring like pillars. Huge columns. Indra, his personal vajra, thunderbolts, crushing and crushing and crushing. And the Vrijavasis They came to Krishna, 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 Mahapaho, Krishna, you're very strong and you have all opulences. We all did this because it was your wish. Now Indra's very angry. Your cows are feeling great distress, and so are we. Please protect us. So Krishna came and effortlessly lifted the Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand. Govardhan is none different than Krishna, but as Maharaj explained, he's also Haridas Bharya. In his ecstatic position, he's accepting the position of a servant of Krishna, and the servant of the servants of Krishna. So when Krishna lifted Giriraj, Giriraj actually became so light, he practically floated into the air. Krishna just balanced him. And for 7 days and seven nights, all the Brijabasis and their cows and animals, they were all under the hill with Krishna. Actually, what appeared as a crisis became the greatest benediction. Because usually, the residents of Vrindavan, at the most, they're with Krishna personally for some time of the day. And then the rest of the time, they're in such deep separation, they're just singing his glories from the core of their hearts to remember him. But on this occasion, everyone, the young gopis headed by Sri Radharani, all the cowherd boys, the elder gopas and gopis headed by Nanda and Yashoda, everyone was with Krishna without interruption for 7 days and seven nights. And as Krishna was lifting the hill, he was full, by his glance and by his smiles, he was reciprocating with each and every devotee. The cows, the calves. It was a glorious festival. The residents of Vrindavan, perhaps they never wanted this rain to ever stop. They were inseparable for 7 days from Krishna. And all the various rasas of love Krishna was exchanging in the hearts of each devotee. And meanwhile, Sri Giriraj Govardhan was performing the service to facilitate this wonderful, wonderful union of the Vaishnavas with Krishna, the Brijabasis with Govinda. And he was in so much ecstasy that even though Indra was throwing massive thunderbolts and the Samvartaka clouds were torrents and torrents of rain, the rain that floods the universe. These are devastation clouds. And he was sending enormous winds, bigger than any hurricanes or cyclones that have ever been seen. He actually ordered the winds to blow Govardhan off the finger of that small boy Gopal. Winds, rains, lightning, thunder. But Govardhan didn't feel the slightest inconvenience. Why? Because underneath all this that was happening on top was the touch of the tip of Govinda's finger. And that touch of the tip of Krishna's little finger, of his left hand, was giving him so much ecstasy. It was energizing him with so much prem that in 7 days, Indra did not have the power to remove one leaf from any of the millions of trees on Govardhan Hill. He did not have the power to even push aside one blade of grass on Govardhan Hill. And even the animals that were on Govardhan Hill, they were just happily going about. When Indra, he just extended all the power he had, and he couldn't even move a blade of grass, Krishna pulverized his false ego. Can you imagine? Then he realized, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I made a big mistake. So he went back home and he wouldn't even talk to his wife. He was really ashamed. And he went, and Brihaspati approached him. He saw he couldn't do any of his duties as the King of Heaven. He was in depression, as they say in the 21st century. So Brihaspati told him, "You have made a big offense." Indra said, "I know. What should I do?" Brihaspati said, "Even I don't know." That was Krishna. You did that. You better go to Lord Brahma. This is above my realization. So he went to Brahma. And Brahma said, "Even I cannot help you. But I can tell you who could help you. Surabhi, the cow." Cows are very dear to Krishna. We'll tell this story in detail at Surabhi Kund. Indra came with Surabhi. He offered him obeisances here. Krishna ignored him. He's just a little cowherd boy, 7 years old, just walking around, seeing what the condition of Braj after this rainstorm. And here's the king of Indra with Airavata. And Krishna just walks by. But then Surabhi begged, "Please forgive him." So Krishna accepted his prayers. Then Indradev, the king of heaven, he wanted to offer honor and worship to Krishna. And all the demigods felt inspired to come and join. They performed the supreme Abhishekam ceremony here where we are sitting today. Airavata brought waters from the Akash Ganga. The great rishis came with their wives, with all auspicious paraphernalia. And Brahma, Shiva, Varuna, Agni, Chandra, they all brought many auspicious gifts along with their consorts. And Surabhi supplied profuse quantities of milk. And in this way, there was the Abhishekam of Krishna. The demigods wanted to recognize that Krishna is their king. The water that was used to bathe the body of Krishna is what filled Govinda Kund. And then they made a beautiful throne for him. And Brahma escorted him on the throne, and Brahma proclaimed on behalf of all of the demigods that, "Krishna, you are our Indra. You are our Lord and Controller." And Surabhi and others gave him the name Govinda. They worshipped him with singing and dancing, and Lord Brahma himself offered the aarti. And there was so much beautiful paraphernalia that was brought from the heavenly planets. After the ceremony, Krishna blessed them here at Govinda Kund, and the denizens of the higher worlds returned to their planets. And just after that, the gopas, they were herding the cows, and they came to this place, and they saw Krishna sitting on this throne. And then they saw these beautiful, elegant chamaras and ghee lamps and all other puja paraphernalia. The demigods left it here. And the cowherd boys very playfully started singing and dancing and offering all these different articles to Krishna while they were laughing. It was all play for them. And the demigods looked down and they saw how the gopas were worshipping Krishna, just laughing and smiling in such spontaneous, intimate and pure love. When the demigods saw the gopas' worship of Krishna, they felt embarrassed and ashamed that in comparison, they didn't have any real love or devotion at all. As the gopas were having this wonderful leela of just playing with Krishna, they didn't accept him as God. They didn't accept him as the Supreme. They were just playing with him. With pure love. Madhurya. The sweetness of Sakya Ras. And hearing this, all the cowherd boys singing and dancing and playing celestial conch shells. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd man and the gopis came with Yashoda Maya and they saw this. What's happening here? What is all this paraphernalia? Because the Brijabasis didn't have this type of paraphernalia. And they said, well, we were just herding the cows and we saw Krishna on the throne and we saw this paraphernalia, so we're playing like this. Madhu Mangal spoke. He said, I know what happened and I will tell you what happened. First of all, you know what I saw? I saw a talking cow. This cow came and started talking to Krishna. And then I saw this guy with thousands of eyes all over his body. And he was offering his obeisances, laying like a stick in the ground, dandava, 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 to Krishna. And then I saw this huge elephant with all these trunks. And he was bringing large quantities of water from some place. And they were bathing Krishna with this water. And then I saw someone with four heads offering prayers to Krishna. And then someone came with five heads and was offering prayers to Krishna. Then the demigods spoke from the sky in a very, very celestial voice. The demigods said, Nanda Maharaj, as we have coronated Krishna as our Supreme God, we have given him the title Govinda. You should coronate him as the King of Braj. So here at Govinda Kund, Nanda, Yashoda, the gopas and the gopis performed Abhishekam and coronated Krishna as the King of Braj, Brajaraj. Sri Govinda Kund ki jai. Many years later, Srila Madhavendra Puri, who is a Kalpa Brikshashri in Goloka Vrindavan, who has descended to this spiritual world, to this world, who is the first Acharya after Sripad Madhvacharya to reveal the supreme excellence of Madhurya Ras in our Sampradaya, his disciples were extraordinary. Advaita Charya, Nityananda Prabhu, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Ishwara Puri served him with such humility and faith when Madhavendra Puri was in his last days. Such menial service he rendered with so much faith and love. Madhavendra Puri blessed him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became the disciple of Ishwara Puri. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his Govardhan Puja, he came here and took his holy bath in ecstatic love at Govinda Kund. And in his heart he was remembering his Param Guru, Madhavendra Puri. Because after Madhavendra Puri performed the Govardhan Parikrama, he sat under a tree in this place, immersed in remembrance of Radha and Krishna and chanting of the holy names. a little cowherd boy came with a pot of milk and said, "Oh, Goswamiji, I understand that you are fasting. In my village, nobody fasts. Some sadhus, they will beg from door to door for madukari. But those who are too humble to even beg, I will personally come and supply them what they require." Then he said, "Actually, it's time for milking the cows. I have to go now. I'll give you this milk, and I will return later to collect the pot." And he disappeared. Madhavendra Puri was very much enchanted by this beautiful child. But he did not recognize who he really was. He was chanting the holy name after he drank this ambrosial milk. And he entered into a state of dreaming. That little cowherd boy appeared to him and revealed that he was Krishna himself. And he said, "In the form of Gopal, I have been waiting for you for a long time. I am very hot and very hungry and very thirsty. Please come and establish a temple for me and worship me. I have been waiting for you." And then the little cowherd boy took Madhavendra Puri by the hands and showed him where to find Gopal. Madhavendra Puri came and brought some of the local Brijabasis, and they cleared the way through many bushes, and then they found the extraordinary deity of Gopal, who is today worshipped in Nathdwar as Srinathji, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. In great ecstatic love, Madhavendra Puri here at Govindakun performed the Abhishekam for Gopal. And thousands of Brijabasis from all the neighboring villages came to participate. They brought the entire stock of all their different food as bhoga and cooked mountains of preparations, reenacting the original Govardhan Puja in which Krishna instructed the Brijabasis to make such large offerings of foodstuffs. And it was on that holy day that Madhavendra Puri installed Srinathji, Sri Gopal, here at Govindakund. Thousands of buckets of water for the Mahabhishek from Govindakund he used. It was such a glorious festival with such beautiful prasad distribution and kirtan and just the darshan of Madhavendra Puri's loving devotion to Gopal enchanted people's hearts. Every day, in another village of Brajbhumi would come and say, "We want to sponsor and enact the same Abhishekam ceremony." For months went by, and every day there was a grand festival of Anakuta for Gopal here at Govindakund. By Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnava's mercy, we have come here to bathe our hearts in the remembrance of the sanctity of this holy place. Let us sincerely pray with our heads in the holy dust of Govindakund. Let us pray for that sincere humility in which we can taste the nectar of the holy name, for that sincere dedication in which Krishna will be pleased to accept us as the servant of the servant of the servant of his servants. Let us pray. That the fruit of our aspiration to be the dust at the feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath may sometime be realized. Thank you very much. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. so at this time. Even though we don't have a schedule, we're behind schedule. Some people, devotees should take some Achman Charanamrita of Govardhan or Govindakund. Some can go down and others could do Abhishekam for all the devotees' heads. And let us do this quickly and continue our circumambulation.